From New York, the George Burns and Gracie Allen Show with Beatrice Fairfax for Hormel and Spam.
George and Gracie. Spam, oh boy! Spam, what joy! George Burns, Gracie Allen, our show with his orchestra, singing glee with a smoothie tree. To start the fun, here's Jimmy Wallington.
Monday night, and time for Burns and Allen. And when the kitchen clock warns, hurry up, Mother, time for the youngsters to come running home, take it easy and solve the school lunch problem with Spam. S-P-A-M. Spam is that delicious meat originated and made only by Hormel. It's packed in a handy can, all ready to eat as soon as it's opened. No fuss, no bother. Just cut off slices of this taste-tempting meat, put between slices of buttered bread, and say to the hungry youngsters, have a Spamwich. The perfect combination of sweet, juicy pork shoulder and tender ham. Spam has an extra goodness and meaty flavor all its own. Youngsters go for Spam in a big way. Try Spam tomorrow. When you see the easy recipes on the label, you'll discover you can serve Spam cold or hot. It's America's popular mealtime aid. So ask your food dealer for S-P-A-M, Spam. Now we bring you George Burns, who's fit to be tied because Spam's meat heart, Gracie, hasn't arrived yet.
Kyle, that's fine. We're on the air and no Gracie. Jimmy, have you seen her?
Oh, sure. I've seen them both.
Both?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they've been together every night this week.
Together? Together with whom?
George, you know I'm the last one in the world to start any trouble.
I know, Jimmy.
But I was at the Ritz Cocktail Lounge, yeah. And right at the next booth...
Uh-huh.
You know the place where they have those curtains?
Yes.
Well, look, George, for all I know, it may be platonic.
Look, Jimmy, who was Gracie with?
Well, do me a favor, will you? Ask Artie Shaw.
All right, I will. Artie. Artie Shaw.
Senor Burns, he hasn't come in yet.
Artie hasn't come in either?
You smell of mice?
Wait a minute. Hey, Jimmy, it can't be that Artie Shaw and Gracie are they together?
Well, George, I've only been with you for 4 weeks. I know from nothing. I'm staying with you the rest of the season.
Hmm. Well, I'll give that guy a piece of my mind when he gets here.
Fire him. Get rid of him. I know a musician who can play rings around that Shaw. And besides, I'll work cheaper.
Senor Lee, you want to lead the band?
Why not? What's Artie Shaw got that I haven't got? And don't answer that question.
How do you like that? Gracie and Shaw. Cocktail lounge. Boots with curtains. Both late for the show and we're on the air. I wonder where they can be now.
Cab driver.
Yes, miss?
Once more around the park. Oh, isn't it thrilling, Artie? You and I alone in a cab. Just think, we've been together for 34 weeks. And for 33 weeks, you never even looked at me, and I never looked at you. And last week, you looked at me, and I looked at you. And here we are looking at each other. Hello.
Hello.
Artie.
Yes, Gracie.
I'm holding your hand.
I'm holding yours, too.
Oh, I knew someone was holding it, but I didn't know it was you.
Well, it's me.
Artie.
Yes, Gracie.
Now that I'm holding your hand... You know what I'm thinking of?
What?
Oh, I hate to tell you.
Come on and tell me.
Well, promise you won't look at me when I say this.
All right, I promise.
They're moving the aquarium up to the Bronx.
Now I'm worried about my musicians.
The poor fish. Oh, isn't the park beautiful? Look at those swans over there with those beautiful long necks. If I were a swan, I'd have a long neck, too. I love long necks. Drive her once more around the park.
You know, Gracie, this is wonderful, but we really must get back to the studio.
Oh, there's one thing I want to know, Artie.
What, Gracie?
Artie, I followed your career, and I know I'm not your first love, but there's one thing you've just got to tell me.
What's that?
Well, now that you've held us both in your arms, which one do you like better, me or your clarinet?
Gracie, you'll have to give me a little time on that one.
Artie, do you like home cooking?
Oh, I love it.
Oh, well, when I'm out working, you can be home cooking.
Look, Gracie, it's getting very late.
Oh, and just think how happy we'll be growing old together, the three of us.
The three of us?
Yes, you and I and Frenesy.
Look, Gracie, we'd better get back to the studio before the broadcast is over, and we'd better not walk in at the same time.
Well, I guess you're right. Driver!
Yes, ma'am?
Once more around the park.
Jimmy, try to understand this. The show is pretty near half over, and they're still not here. You said you saw Gracie in a booth at the Ritz.
But I didn't say she was with Artie.
But Artie was there, wasn't he?
But I didn't say he was with Gracie.
But you say that you peeked through the curtains?
Yeah. And what do you think they were doing?
What?
Well, eating spamwiches.
Eating spamwiches?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's that delicious pork shoulder with ham meat added.
How could you think of spam at a time like this?
I know from nothing. I'm staying with you the rest of the season.
Smoothies, will you do me a favor and do your number right now? I'll find those people. I'll call the Ritz Cocktail Bar. That's
Senor Burns, if I were you, I'd fire that Shaw. Why don't you give him 2 weeks' notice, starting last month?
I think I will.
Some nerve, that Shaw. He's taking the wrong altitude.
Altitude?
Si, senor.
Attitude. Altitude means high.
At the cocktail bar, he's drinking milk?
Well, I'll find him. Operator, get me the Ritz-Carlton, please.
Just a song at twilight, till we can hear it at close of the day. Love will be found the sweetest song of all. Just a song at twilight. Twilight. There it comes, there it comes, it comes stealing. Love's old sweet song. When the flickering shadows start a-falling, it's just when you will hear love calling. Love's old sweet song. You're sure to hear it, never fear it. Love's sweet song.
Was Artie Shaw and Gracie Allen there? Oh, well, when did they leave? I see. How long were they there?
Hello, everybody.
Gracie.
Hello. Hello, George. Hello, Jimmy. Hello, Artie. George, where's Artie?
Where's Artie?
Oh, now, don't tell me he's late. Well, I am surprised.
Look, Gracie.
You know that old saying, the early worm catches the bird. The early bird catches the worm. Had it backwards.
Yes.
Then again, it doesn't make any difference because the worm is the same ends at both ends, isn't it, George?
Yes, yes, no, it certainly is. Look, where have you been?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
Gracie, where have you been?
Where have I been?
Yes.
Where have I been? Where have I been? George, which reading did you like best?
Gracie, where were you?
Where was I? Well, I wasn't in the music hall.
You were.
Although I did walk down 57th Street. I was at Milgram. Yeah, that's where I was. I was at Milgram. George, that's a beautiful shop. You must buy your clothes there. They've got the most beautiful dresses.
You were, at Milgram.
Yes, their dresses are simply
it's
beautiful.
It's now 7:30, and Milgram's closes at 6 o'clock.
It does?
Hmm.
Oh, then I must have been locked in. That's where I was. I was locked in.
You were locked in?
Yes.
Well, if you were locked in, how did you get out?
Yeah, how did I get out?
Yes.
I must have gotten out.
Oh, sure.
Because I'm here.
Mm.
If I wasn't here, I'd be locked in.
Mm.
I'm not locked in, so I must have gotten out.
You must have gotten out, yes.
I rang the burglar alarm. That's what I did. I rang the burglar alarm.
You rang the burglar alarm?
Yeah, and the burglar came down and left me out.
The burglar alarm! Burglar let you out, huh?
You don't believe it, huh?
No.
Didn't sound good to me either. Would you believe it if I said Burglar Goodman?
No.
Macy's basement?
Gracie, I want the truth.
Oh. Well, as long as you're going to be stubborn about it, I was with a sick friend.
With a sick friend?
Yeah, and if you don't believe this one, I've only got one more.
What's the name of the sick friend?
Well, I don't know. He was too sick to tell me. He had pneumonia.
Had pneumonia?
Double pneumonia.
Double pneumonia?
Well, it wasn't exactly double pneumonia. It was a sort of a single pneumonia.
Single pneumonia.
More like a three-quarter
pneumonia. Three-quarter
pneumonia. Had a cold.
Yeah, had a cold. That's
it wasn't
pneumonia.
Exactly a cold. He sneezed.
Sneezed, yeah.
Just sneezed once.
Sneezed once.
No, he sneezed just once.
Just once he sneezed,
matter
yeah.
of fact, he was never even sick.
Huh?
The healthiest man in the world. He's strong as a bull.
Strong as a bull?
That will play Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child.
Music. What was that? Hey, that clarinet. Oh, so you sneaked in, huh? Come here, Shaw.
Yes, Mr. Burns.
Now, you can stop with that yes, Mr. Burns stuff. Do you happen to know that we've been on the air for 20 minutes?
Yeah, I heard it, George, and it was really a killer. You were never funnier in your life. Okay, fellas, here we go.
Wait a minute. That 1-2.
Why, Artie, sure, I'm ashamed of you. Well, the only thing that could make anyone this late to a broadcast would be a cyclone or a tornado, or else you met a very beautiful girl. Hello.
Hello.
Quiet. Artie, where have you been?
Well, I sat up with a sick friend.
A sick friend?
Artie, that won't work, and the one about Milgram is dead, too.
Artie. Artie, what really went on behind those little curtains?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, stop with that. Hello, stop with that. Artie, what went on?
Well, look, Gracie read me one of her brother Willie's letters. Didn't you, Gracie?
I did? Oh, the letter. Oh, my brother's letter, Willie's letter. Oh, you see, I get so many letters, I didn't know which brother you meant. He's the one in the army, you know.
I know.
He's my brother, you know.
I know that, yes. He's at Fort Dix, New Jersey.
No, Fort Myers, Florida.
Fort Myers. Susie, what's that got to do with this?
Oh, this is even better than the Milgram story.
Oh.
Anyway, Susie, who is a very smart girl, suddenly remembered one afternoon that she hadn't planned dinner. And the clock on the wall said...
Ha, ha, ha. It's 5 o'clock. What are you going to have for dinner, dearie?
But Susie only laughed and said, whenever the occasion calls for delicious meat, serve Spam. Friends... You will be pleasantly surprised when you discover how Spam baked for dinner is a real taste tempter that satisfies the family completely. That's because Spam, S-P-A-M, is a perfect blend of sweet, juicy pork shoulder meat and tender ham, seasoned in a better way, cooked to a delicious extra goodness. Plan a meal around baked Spam. It's so easy. Just open a can of Spam, place the meat in a shallow baking dish, and bake according to the recipe on the label. In a jiffy, you'll take to the table a main course so distinctive in meaty flavor, so filled with lip-smacking satisfaction that the family will say, Spam is really elegant eating. Give the folks...
He treats me like a dog.
He treats you like a dog?
Yes. He holds me on his lap and he pets me.
you stop, everybody is beginning to think that your head is full of silly romances.
Yeah, well, don't believe it, George. There's nothing in it.
You're telling me. Oh, somebody, come in.
Good evening. I'm Beatrice Fairfax. Beatrice Fairfax?
She writes
The Flu, signed Gracie Anonymous Allen.
Gracie Anonymous Allen. Gracie, what's happened to you?
Well, I don't know, George, but ever since I've been in New York, I'm beside myself. All day long, I'm beside myself. I go in the phone booth and I'm beside myself. It's pretty crowded in a phone booth beside yourself.
Well, that's fine.
Miss Fairfax, have you ever been beside yourself?
Quiet, quiet.
I think Miss Allen's been bitten by the love bug.
Oh, no, no. He only holds my hand and bites the clarinet. Plow.
Plow.
Senorita Fairfax, I have a sweetheart. You give advice to the love-worn?
Love-worn? It's love-lorn. Worn means something very old, tired, ready to be thrown away.
Oh, you know Dolores.
Miss Fairfax, that gives you an idea of what I have to put up with.
Oh, yes, Judge. Doesn't he say silly things?
Yeah, and you're all right. You're fine.
Well, you see, love is a strange thing that brings people together and then suddenly knocks them off their feet.
Oh, like a subway, huh?
Yeah, just like the subway. That's what she means.
You know, Miss Fairfax, your work must be so interesting. I'm surprised you don't take it up.
Yeah, she'll start any minute.
Well, as a matter of fact, it is fascinating. Of course, my correspondence is tremendous.
Well, a little exercise will take that off. My sister Betsy has tremendous correspondence, but she likes potatoes, you know.
She doesn't mean that.
What I mean, Miss Allen, is that I get up every morning at 6 a.m. and start pounding my typewriter.
Oh, well, I know just how you feel. You know, I'm in a nasty mood myself early in the morning. As a matter of fact, I do a little writing, too. I just finished an article for Liberty, and it'll be on the newsstands tomorrow. It's called How to Get Rich Quick. And it's great for people who have only a half an hour for lunch.
You see, Miss Fairfax, nothing phases that great brain.
No, me either.
Yes.
There is a subject you can give me advice on. I always wanted to get rich.
Oh, well, there's really nothing to. Not take Jimmy Wallington or take Artie Shaw. No, Artie's already taken. You better take Jimmy Wallington.
Jimmy Wallington?
Yes, Jimmy Wallington. He's that tall fellow who sells Spam in our program. Oh, and by the way, Spam is pork shoulder with ham meat added. And you must try it. It's simply delicious.
Is Jimmy Wallington a millionaire?
No, but he's got a mustache.
She means, has he got millions?
Oh, no, only one mustache.
Only one mustache, yes. That's what I meant, yes.
But isn't it cute? Oh, Jimmy, turn around.
How do you do, Miss Fairfax?
Say, it is cute.
Yes, it's a little dull.
Well, I've got to run along now.
Oh, no, wait, Miss Fairfax. Now I want you to meet something that is really something. But before you meet him, you must promise me one thing, that you won't talk for 5 minutes, that you'll just stand there and look at him. Artie, come here. There he is. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, Artie, stand up straight. Now, smile for Miss Fairfax. Now, Artie, turn sideways so she can see your profile. Now, Miss Fairfax, feel his muscle.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
Now, go on. Feel his muscle, Miss Fairfax. Now, Artie, throw your head back. Now, Artie, just a little more. A little more. Miss Fairfax, isn't he pretty?
Oh. George, you can't talk that way to Gracie.
Yeah, well, that goes for you, too.
And you can't talk that way to Artie.
That's right, I'm going.
No, wait for me, baby. Goodbye, George.
Goodbye, George.
Wait a minute. Where are you two going?
Once more around the park.
Once more around the park.
Recipes on the label. Tomorrow, ask for Spam.
Thanks, Jimmy, and good night, everybody.
And good night.
Gracie, I thought you left with Artie.
Well, I came back to get some cab fare. Hello.
Hello.
Good night, all.
time, same station, for another Burns and Allen show with Artie Shaw, his orchestra, and the Smoothie. This is Jimmy Wallington reminding you to remember that cold or hot, Spam hits the spot.